Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock. Last week was Boat Week in Port Huron. This week is Boat Week in St. Clair. That's right, the St. Clair River Classic coming up this weekend. Joining us right now, the race director, Bob Currier. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Great to be here with you again.
This is a long-standing St. Clair tradition, isn't it?
It is. This is the 32nd year that Blue Water Offshore Racing Association has produced this event in St. Clair. We have worked with several different sanctioning bodies, and this year will be the 21st year of our partnership with OPA Racing, the sanctioning group that will oversee the rules and the points and all of those things that go into the event. But we're looking forward to a great week and a great boat count this year.
Where else do they have races? Because, I mean, this is part of a pretty wide circuit, isn't it?
It is probably one of the most well-known race sites in offshore powerboat racing is Key West. The first full week in November, they have the World Championships there. But OPA does races. They sanction races on the East Coast. There also is another organization that will be producing a race in Michigan City, Indiana, the weekend after ours. And that's a long-standing site. And a number of sites in Florida, Cocoa Beach, Sarasota, Englewood. So
what makes the St. Clair River unique compared to some of those other bodies of water that they race in?
Probably the two things that make it the most unique are the race course actually is in two countries at the same time. We run a 4-mile oval course around the St. Clair Middle Grounds. So part of the course is in Canada, part of the course is in Michigan. And the other part is we have to share the river with the commercial traffic, the lake freighters and the foreign vessels that come through here conducting commercial trade. So that and the guys that come here from out of state remark about the marvelously blue water of the river.
And it's such a fan-friendly event, too. I mean, you can meet these racers right up front and personal, right?
Absolutely. Beginning Wednesday evening, Riverside Avenue or M29, the state highway, is closed, and that's where we stage all of the boats for viewing. Fans can come right up to the teams and get autographs and photographs with the boats and the crews, and it's a great environment for the sport. They also love St. Clair because it's such a compact venue and everything's nice, close, and handy.
Yeah, and they bring the boats right up on the street. You could just
they do.
You look right at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. How fast do those boats go?
So in the larger classes, Paul, they will get upwards of 150 mile an hour. And in the smaller boats, 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. But the big ones, like Knucklehead Racing from St. Clair, Ed Smith. Ed's boat probably is capable of 150 mile an hour, given the correct water conditions.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. Run us through the week. What are the highlights? What do people need to know?
So I mentioned, I mentioned Wednesday evenings, the road closure, and we'll start setting up Race Village. And the teams will arrive all day Thursday and Friday. During those days, folks can wander down and mingle amongst the boats, get to meet and greet with the drivers. The Chamber of Commerce, who is one of our partners in this event, continues their summer entertainment in the plaza Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This year on Saturday, we're going to be doing testing from 11 until 1 o'clock. And then because of the boat count that we are expecting, we're expecting about 50 boats among the various different classes. We're going to have 3 races on Saturday this year, and we have not done that since 2000.
Wow. That is a big boat count, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We're very excited about it. We're hoping they all show up. There have not been any races the last couple of weeks, so nobody should have broke last weekend and like some of our Mackinac racers did this past weekend,
gosh,
unfortunately.
Right.
And then on Sunday, we'll start at noon with what we call the Clash of the Titans. That will be an exhibition of all of the vintage race boats, and then we'll have racing the rest of Sunday afternoon through approximately 5 o'clock with the awards ceremony at 7 o'clock Sunday evening.
As much as this is a national organization and we're just on the circuit of other events, this is really kind of a grassroots St. Clair hometown event, isn't it?
It is. The group of people that comprise Blue Water and our nearly 200 volunteers that help us put this event on over the course of the weekend are all local people. The core group of our board and our organization, some of us have been with this event since 1994 when we began. There's 13 of us that are still heavily involved in the event, planning and producing it. So it is a local event, and we have an extreme amount of cooperation from the city in all aspects of city government, administration, public works, police, fire.
Probably the Coast Guard, too. I would imagine you have to be in constant contact with them.
We do. We work with the Coast Guard in the planning process. The Coast Guard and also Transport Canada, because the course does run into Canada, are the organizations that grant us permits to run this event. And then the Coast Guard will be with us both Saturday and Sunday in our command center, helping us manage the on-water aspects of the races.
What's your biggest challenge in putting on an event like this year after year?
Probably the biggest challenge is continuing the partnerships with our sponsors, cultivating new sponsors, because the event is 100% sponsorship supported.
Yeah.
So, and then the other piece is trying to quell the rumors. As you mentioned, you had heard earlier this year that the race might not be happening.
Well, yeah, we were talking about that off the air, and I had heard that the race wasn't happening. What exactly happened?
So the race was always going to happen, and we solidified our agreement with OPA in the March-April time frame. But it seems that people want to talk about the race, and somebody hears something and it hits social media, and next thing you know, it's a runaway train. And we've joked about it. This is the 32nd year of the race not happening.
Did you have a race during COVID? Was 2020 a race year, or did you have to?
We did have a race.
Yeah.
There was one race boat that entered. It happened to be Ed Smith in his race boat.
Yeah.
And Ed ran 3 laps on the race course at race time on Sunday of that weekend. So,
unofficially,
yes. We did have a race during COVID, and that allowed us to keep our continuous run intact. And again, this is the 32nd year that we've been running the races.
What does it cost to come and watch the race?
It is absolutely free.
That's pretty cool.
Bring a picnic basket, bring your cooler. If you enjoy adult beverages, bring them with you. St. Clair has an open container footprint ordinance, very similar to the social district here in Port Huron. Folks can bring whatever they like down to the park, watch the races for free right from there.
And this year on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff. Where can people go for more information if they want to know what's going on?
They can go on Facebook and search St. Clair River Classic for our Facebook page. That's the most up-to-date information. And the other place that they can see the current schedule is oparacing.org.
All right. Check it out. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Currier, the race director for the St. Clair River Classic, happening this weekend in St. Clair.